All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Okay. If you were anything like me as a kid, you were fascinated by what was inside balls used for various sports.
I was, especially golf balls for some reason.
Golf balls, bowling balls. Do you remember the rumors that there would be like plutonium or something?
No, no, that never, that was not a childhood thing for me. Plutonium, really?
Yeah, I remember kids like on the playground talking about plutonium inside golf balls.
Okay.
Which is a hit, that's something you unlock from getting like all the elusive targets in Sapienza. it's not a real thing.
It just kills him like 15 years later.
Yeah, exactly. Good job. Very patient, 47. So what I've done here is I have one ball from every sport.
Okay.
And I've asked some local people who put together balls to put a game in the center of each ball. And then we will open the balls and see which game is in which ball.
Okay. You said ball a lot there.
I don't know the other word for it, like play piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's yeah, balls. A lot of sports use balls. It's weird. Football uses a ball. It's not even ball shaped.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Mild. Then you get into like, you know, being like the person who calls it hand egg or something like that. Like, no, I'm not.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. People, it's kind of a variant on sports ball. Like they will call American football hand egg because you don't like, it's not a ball and you don't really do a lot with it with your feet. So yeah. Hand egg.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I'm sports aren't for me, but I have always been annoyed by the sports ball people.
Yeah. It's also exceedingly popular to be annoyed by the sports ball people right now.
Yeah.
That keeps going around as a thing. Like, it is just in the water. Every once in a while, we all decide to, like, remember a certain type of person as annoying.
Yeah.
And then every single person on Blue Sky has to say that they also think it's annoying. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it so much. If it wasn't for this job, I'd quit Blue Sky so quick. Choose one of these. And we don't have a shuttlecock. We don't have a puck. It's only balls. Choose one of these balls and rip it open with your teeth.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, like, I'm not going to do that with like a fucking baseball. That's leather. I'm going to grab this.
You might have a good game in there.
I might, but
might
I think
be a survival or a management sim.
You know, it's not going to be. Gary, you keep just saying that, and it never is that. It's never that.
Eat the baseball, okay? Okay, eat the baseball.
No, I'm going to go for the soccer ball. This has the most seams. I feel like I can make the most. I can make the most progress on this one.
If I, you know, thinking about it, I didn't do this on purpose, but I do think a soccer ball would be the easiest ball to open with your mouth.
Yeah, probably.
I was thinking tennis for a second, but like, that's rubbery. That's going to be kind of tricky.
Yeah, that would fight back. I feel
like a kickball, but
no, but that's still like rubber. Like, you know, and like based on how many times I was like just pummeled with them, kickballs can be hard.
They can be really hard.
Yeah.
And then a basketball is probably similar to a soccer ball, but the soccer ball has the seams.
Yeah. No, I think this is the way to go. So I'm just going to, I just had dental work done too. Like, so I'm going to undo that. Just
slip your dentist slips me a 50.
Yeah. Okay. The first bite didn't get us. So I just go, kind of kicked back on me there for a second.
You can get high off the air that's inside that, I feel like.
Huh.
That's forbidden air. Has there ever been like a space show where like people are running out of oxygen and they have to like open up a soccer ball or basketball to get the last remaining breaths?
It's like mouthwashing, but instead they're pulling from a shipment of soccer balls.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the stuff. Yeah. Okay, what's inside of here? You're just gonna rip it and rip. Mega Man Soccer. That is really uninspired.
Yeah, I'm not. I played it.
Yeah.
That is to say, I plowed it. Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, where the Gex is consensual, but maybe not enthusiastic.
And this week we're talking about Mega Man Soccer. which is a poll winner. And this was put into the suggestion machine by, I need to actually get to the right one, by Mark and by Sean. Sean writes a lot, but says, forget everything you know about soccer. Forget everything you know about fun, because Mega Man Soccer takes it to the next level.
Yeah.
Their feelings are split on it. And like, I guess my feelings are kind of split on it too. I don't know why this exists, but as far as soccer games go, it feels fine.
As a kid, like if I were going to play a soccer game, why would I not choose one with Mega Man in it?
Yes.
All things being equal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the thing you can say about FIFA is it doesn't have Cupman.
No.
And like, you can't fucking argue with that. Mm-hmm. Cupman's on FIFA.
Not at all.
Yeah. Proto Man's on FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point?
Yeah. You know,
he's in this one. So I played this as a kid. My understanding is this is not a very good soccer game. But I am completely blind to that.
Yeah, I don't like, you know, I have my frustrations with it, but it's kind of my frustrations with any like sports game of this era that is not like properly zoomed out enough, which is I never know who the like, I never know how far I am. Like the mini map is no help. I do not know where my character is in relation to everybody else. The automatic character switching always fucks me.
Yeah,
just like a bunch of that kind of stuff.
My main problem with this is the only way you can score goals is with your superpower, it mm-hmm. feels like.
Oh, yeah.
So you just kind of have to make sure you have your superpower going.
Yeah.
Like, the idea of a bunch of teams of robot masters where they each have a power related to the robot master thing, I guess works for soccer.
Kinda. So I never, like, figured out how to make my superpowers work.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's doable.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah, you just have to charge it up or something. Yeah.
Yeah, to charge it. It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I played it as a kid.
Okay. So, yeah. I didn't play this as a kid. I think, no. I think in my mind, this was like supposed to be like this didn't come out in America, but I guess it did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. Like, mm-hmm. I rented this.
It was the Mega Man fighting game that didn't come out in America, I think.
No. We'll go back into the silly zone. I'm going to say a cranky thing real quick.
Uh-huh.
I don't like any Mega Man spinoffs except for Mega Man X.
Okay.
I don't want Mega Man to do anything except for Mega Man ship. Like, he doesn't need to do a battle network. Like, any of the stuff. I'm fine with him being in Smash and being in Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah.
Like, as a cameo. But, like, to me, Mega Man was fine just doing Mega Man shit. I didn't need Mega Man, the character, mm-hmm. to go off and do other stuff.
Yeah.
Personally.
No, it's fine. I mean, I am, you know, I'm still on team Mega Man Legends, but you know, I understand with like we litigated that. You know, we're going to be different there. But yeah, like trying to make him into a kart racer. Nah, I don't need that. Like, he did not need to take the Bomberman path, I think.
And Bomberman also didn't need to.
Oh no, not at all. Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Like it's kind of on the Nintendo arc of just like, I just didn't need this universe that expanded,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
It has like a lot of implications for the world of Mega Man.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if we did we do his, the Mega Man Kart Racer battle and chase.
If not, we should at some point after a long enough refractory period from this. It doesn't sound familiar, but I don't remember.
That's the problem. I'll do a search for what kind of Mega Man we've done.
Yeah. There's an ending to this game that has been cut that apparently depicts Mega Man's death.
I love that.
Yeah. It's unused and inaccessible. You have to use Pro Action Replay codes to get to it, but we do get to see how Mega Man dies. And it is, of course, on the soccer field as he lived.
It is so funny that there is like a story pretext for this happening. Like, there's just a soccer game that like Dr. Wily interrupts.
Yeah, no, it's my favorite part of this game because it's a huge example of the, well, I guess we had to fight them on their terms.
Uh-huh.
Subgenre. Like, there's a regular human soccer game. Dr. Wily sends his teams of Robot Master soccer players, and the way Mega Man decides to fight back is by cloning himself into a soccer team.
Like,
that's very quaint.
Extremely quaint.
Yeah. Like, you know, you choose the weapon. You know, we'll duel, but you choose the weapon. Why choose soccer? I fucking guess. A tournament? Yeah.
Yeah.
Get, clear your season, Mega Man.
Cleats at dawn. Yeah.
What you're going to be doing for the next however long a soccer season lasts.
Sportscaster. What? What's going on? Ladies and gentlemen, a giant explosion has just rocked the stadium. Wait a minute. I think I see something. It's a bunch of robots? The people are racing for the exits. It's pandemonium.
Are you getting that from the script fact from Randy Pandy?
Yes, I am, Gary.
I love there's a script and this has so few lines in it. Uh-huh. It's just that opening.
Yeah, it's just that. Anyway, Dr. Light talking to Mega Man. Are you sure you can take them all on? Short pause. All right, I won't stop you from trying, but you're no match for them with your current abilities.
You shoot them all the time.
Yeah, all the time. And like, does he use his gun? Does Mega Man have a no. super move where he uses his gun?
He kind of charges up his soccer kick like a blaster.
Ugh.
But yeah, they modify his program to make him good at soccer.
Uh-huh.
And then they don't talk about how they have to make a bunch of them.
No.
You know, because you have a whole team of Mega Men. It's not Mega Man role and like the whole crew. It's mm-hmm. just Mega Mans.
Yeah.
You're just fighting, you know, copies of, you know, versus Skull Man or whatever. You mm-hmm. just fight a whole team full of Skull Mans.
Yeah. You can vary up your roster though, which I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, had him playing alongside.
A set team.
Okay.
Well, also, why would Mega Man team up with like, fucking
ridiculous? Man? It would be a horrible yeah. battle.
Yeah. Like he's trying to beat them at soccer. So something happens.
Yeah. so he doesn't die. Yeah. This has one of the more, robust, cutting room floor entries, that we've had in a while. They initially had a plan for Dr. Wily to come in and join as a player. He's on the player select, but kind of like half off the right side. And he would join in like a skull mech is what he would be wearing.
Yeah, it makes a kind of sense.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't just raw dog it as being old and playing soccer.
He's a frail old man.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we get that ending, as we mentioned. The original prototypes of this had Bomb Man that got mm-hmm. replaced with Proto Man
mm-hmm.
as a thing, with arguably more popular. Makes sense
yeah.
There. When I played this as a kid, I did a lot of like just trying a team because I just wanted to see the super moves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it kind of made me think of like, that's how I react to like a lot of like new Smash games and characters as well.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of just want to see all the moves of the things.
Yeah. I want to, like, I just want to see how this character is adapted into this form.
Yeah.
Mostly because I'm curious.
Yeah. Like Woodman does not seem like he'd be good at soccer.
Mm-hmm.
How does Woodman's abilities make him better on the field?
Fuck. I wish I would. So I put Flashman on my team because I was very curious, but I never figured out how to do the, how to do the special power. Does he freeze does he freeze time or does he do some bullshit?
I didn't use him this time around.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I don't really remember other than remembering basically all of the characters' superpowers just made their goals like more or less unblockable.
Yeah.
They could do something to the ball that made the ball hard to interact with. And when the goalie would try to block it, they'd bounce off and mm-hmm. it would just go through anyway.
Yeah. I played a whole game of this. Mm-hmm. You know, got to the end. It was a tie.
it was ties.
Ariaga. Ariaga 2. Ariaga.
Greatest nation on earth.
Spain or Portugal.
Yep.
Yeah. But it was a tie, so I had to win it in a shootout, and I lost. Mm. I lost 2-3 in the shootout. So
yeah. Who were you against?
It was like a whole team of I don't know.
North Grills.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was like a whole team of like Woodman or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Classic soccer.
Yep.
this was very betrayal feeling to me as a kid, because even though it does say Mega Man Soccer and I knew it would be soccer because I could read mm-hmm. at the time, it still felt like, oh, it can't just be a soccer game.
Gary, I fucking hope so. It came out when you were 14.
Yeah, no, I could read. My point is I was expecting it to have more of a twist on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like Nintendo, like Mario sports games tend to do.
Yeah, like the fact that it's like a big huge team and not like a, you know, like a basically what would become like FIFA Street or something like that.
Yes.
You know, like I was hoping for this to be like a little bit more different. Like as far as I can tell, like the different pitches that you can pick, like they're just cosmetic differences.
Yeah, different. And that was one of the thoughts I had from this as well, was just like, dear soccer, please eliminate half the players.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, it would be a lot easier to follow if there weren't eight people on this fucking team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, like, the field's too big. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like, aside from the mechanics, like, hockey is not that different of a game than soccer. But, like, the skating does make a difference. Also, the violence. But also, like, the number of people on the rink and the size of the rink makes it feel much more yeah. eventful than soccer.
They're right? really similar sports.
Yeah.
Somebody should sue. Like,
yeah,
this is real, basically the same fucking sport.
Yeah. I don't think the NHL has those resources. I don't think they can stand up to FIFA.
No, we got to, I mean, it is a big sport in the rest of the world. This is going to make us, you know, us not being that interested in this is going to make us sound very Amerocentric because soccer is so big.
No, if I was like specifically disinterested in soccer, that would be one thing. Like if I was like, oh, you know, the snobby Europeans or whatever, I don't care. I just never been a sports person.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't affect me very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't affect me too much. The soccer going on, like my main ways soccer is interface with my life is this game.
Mm-hmm.
And then being a kid and doing NPE and being like, hey, you're fat, you can be the goalie.
Yeah.
Which is a mean
different
thing to
skills.
Do.
Extremely yeah, different skills.
Different skills and the idea just like, oh, you will take up slightly more room so that like you might be more like a wall, the ball might bounce off of you.
Yeah.
And I was bad at it.
Oh, no, it takes so much and coordination. Then, that's a tough position. Like
people are mad at me for being bad at it.
So. Like, have you seen me try and like walk and eat an ice cream cone at the same time?
Yeah. It's that kind of coordination is actually like, I can do some of that stuff, mm-hmm. you know, with my hands, pretty well. Yeah. But you still have to be quick on your feet because the goal wide.
The goal very know? Wide. Yeah.
You know, it's not like a hockey goal, a reasonably sized hockey goal. Mm-hmm. Where you can just strap a Milhouse in there and block it. Like I had to, you know, you'd have to scoot back and forth really quickly. And I'm just like, not that fast on my feet,
mm-hmm.
you know, very slow on my feet.
Yeah.
I also don't like being hurt. I don't like things hitting me.
No, if I can avoid it. I'm so afraid of the ball.
Well, of course you are. It's a big, hard thing flying at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, centuries of evolution have uh-huh. trained you to be scared of a soccer ball, and you're just supposed to not be scared of it because Mr. Chile tells you not to be?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
No.
Yeah.
Terrible. No. Yeah. I just want none of it. Want none of it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Cleats are scary?
Yeah. That's basically spikes. It's basically spikes on your feet.
Little spikes, you know, that can happen. Is somebody like sitting in grass, I don't want to have my hand stepped on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Definitely more of a fan of the mallet sports units in gym.
Yeah. Like, mallet sports or like racket sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Like something with a stick I can swing. Like mm-hmm. arm me.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm just using my body, no. Mm. We tried that. Fucking didn't work.
Nope.
give me an implement.
Give me an implement. Yeah. No. We had like a very like half-hearted and abortive unit on archery,
you know? Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And like everything was like just shit. And also the gym teacher didn't really like know how to teach us to do it, like how to do it and not get hurt. So
to be fair, like it is kind of wild that we just expect gym teachers just to know how to teach every sport.
Yeah,
like archery is a very different kind of sport.
It's a very different kind of sport, but also I don't know, like they they've got a full-time job.
They're not doing anything else, I guess.
Yeah,
they could probably do something, you know, learn in their spare time.
Yeah,
or during office hours.
Fucking gym teachers coming after me.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't need that. I don't need that again. I left that life behind.
It's a whole thing. What a weird job.
Uh huh.
You know, like gym teacher. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking about like my gym teacher in high school. Wake up, watch some kids run some laps.
Mm-hmm.
Watch some kids do whatever the sport was. Like, let's say it's pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody gets into pickleball teams. We play pickleball for a half hour.
Yeah.
He watches.
Mm-hmm.
Then he watches everybody go back in the room. And then he does that seven more times.
Yep.
That's day in, day out.
Yeah.
You know, for a couple of weeks. And then the only part that switches is that middle part.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're outside, watches people run for a little bit and then run uh-huh. for a long bit.
Yeah.
And then go back inside and change their clothes.
Let's make some kids run a mile for the president.
Yeah. The president would be like, hey, man. I got a favor I need. He'd be like, all right, I'll get these kids to run this mile.
Yeah.
And you do it. And that's it.
Yeah.
What a weird job.
There were fun days in gym class. Did you ever do not like floor hockey, but like scooter hockey?
Sure. Whatever you got out of the scooter. And a thing I kept thinking about now as an adult is like, why didn't we have more of that? Why was that meted out like such a pathetic little treat?
Yeah.
You know, like everyone fucking loved it. Everyone would lose their mind.
Oh, yeah. And they would lose their mind, and then they would lose their fingers, and then they would lose their mind again.
Well, it was like very dangerous, but that everything was. Same thing with like dodgeball. Everyone liked dodgeball.
Yeah. You know what? I liked dodgeball. I liked kickball.
Yeah. Kickball is great.
Yeah.
It's like the king of the sports that are like baseball.
Yeah.
But like the, you'd be like, okay, well, the gym teacher was always a little apologetic when you have to do like something fun with a scooter. He'd be like, oh, we're going to do scooters today. Yeah. Like he was doing it like how another teacher would put on Toy Story
for
us to watch. Like you're not actually learning, and you fool, I'm not learning. Like us learning pickleball, I'm not learning pickleball doing this. All these other units aren't more real than the scooter unit.
Yeah.
It's all fucking fake. It's games.
It's games. It's just games. Like teach me to play a game with my body, please. Yeah.
You know, by definition, it's fake. Like there's not learning involved in this. It's a little exercise and it's a game. You know, why not? Why aren't we spending more time doing games that we think are fun rather than for some reason trying to expose me to as many sports as possible in 4 years? Many of them over and over, like we'd have like soccer unit every year. And like, what was I supposed to be getting from that? Like I played, you know, I got soccer. I did a little bit more soccer. I play soccer for 2 weeks a year.
But like we have a whole team. Like there are some kids in here that are really good at that. They do it all the time.
They love it.
I've already decided at this point. Yeah. I've already decided that I don't like soccer.
Yeah, but it's like, you have to check in on you every year to see if you still like it or not.
Or if
you don't like it.
Yeah.
And the whole point is just getting some exercise. Like, I know, like doing the fun shit makes way more sense.
Our dodgeball games and stuff like would get kind of elaborate. Like I think there was like a capture the flag rules one.
XP system.
Yeah. You could specialize into classes. And prestige classes. But it was like dodgeball, but like you could make a run to like go and like grab somebody from the other side if they were captured or something.
A way to get your pieces back.
Yeah, it was like a whole thing. Like that was the shit that I liked.
Yeah, it was. It's a more fun game. You know, there's strategy involved in it. Like you can try to be, inconspicuous. During it, you can make yourself a big target. It never got to the point where people were like running distractions for other people.
Yeah, we tried that. But you know, never really worked because you're never as clever as you think.
You know? How did it go over when you suggested everybody that you wanted to try this cool strategy?
It wasn't even like to everybody. It was just like me and my buddy, like saying like, okay, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to make a big distraction, and you go try and sneak, and then like, of course, that doesn't work. Not everybody's going to look in the same direction.
Yeah, like, hey, look at me. It's a pretty loud, like a gym. Like, there's a very specific soundscape to gyms during dodgeball, like that squeak chorus. But it's the idea that that strategy could exist makes that a cooler and more fun sport.
Yes. Same thing with mat ball. Did you have something called mat ball?
No mat ball. What is mat ball?
I think mat ball might have been I almost said the name of the school that I went to. It might have been exclusive. It might have been system exclusive because we had a multi-purpose room where all the wrestling was done. Mat ball was, you know, in this big padded room, they put down all the wrestling, like the wrestling pads on the floor. And it was basically just like a capture the flag kind of thing, except you had to like clamber on like all fours. Like you always, like you kind of always had to be down in like a wrestling kind of pose, like moving that way. And it was just a chance for the puberty monsters to just fucking destroy anybody who was lagging behind.
Yeah. So capture the flag, but you're crawling around.
Yeah. Capture the flag, but it's more like wrestle-y.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Puberty monsters get a really unfair advantage in PE, which is something that like people who designed PE would understand and know. They have to specifically be deciding not to care about that.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, this person's so much more well developed. This person isn't. I understand the science behind this, but for some reason, I'm going to make them wrestle. Like, I understand this. I'm ostensibly educated, but fuck it.
We have weight classes for literally everything else.
Yeah. Why don't we, we have to pretend that what is this going to make the other guy bigger? You know, like it's the only way he's going to grow. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. We did my favorite unit in PE, scooters fun.
Scooters fun. Parachutes fun.
The parachute I was just about to bring up, the parachute, that was only when we were much younger. Like, they kind of phased that out for us, but that was fun. Everyone loved a parachute. And then we did like an Olympics unit.
Oh, yeah. It was
really fun because it was like a wide variety of things. And the Olympics, since that is a variety of sports, like tailors to different sport talents, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? So my big crew of like, you know, fat guys, we got to choose our own team and we were so shitty at it. We were the best at shot put. Uh-huh. We were all big dudes and we were pretty strong. Like,
same thing. Shot put was like what I was good at. Yeah.
Yeah. We got first place in the group and then like last place, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But we were really good at shot put, which is like nice to have a chance to be good at something and have the teacher, you know, pretend to respect it.
Just like, of course, like this is how it always goes. The heavy kids go for shot put. Like,
yeah. And they're good at it. Uh-huh. You know, gotta give it up. Mm-hmm. They're pretty good at shot put.
Yeah.
You know,
like we would have, like, it was like a yearly event. It was like a track and field day, you know, like it wasn't track. It wasn't like the actual, like intramural, you know, playing against other schools things, but it was like, okay, like kids are going to choose events and then the parents will like sit in the stands while they go and do it. It was fun.
Gotcha. Ours was not for other people. It was just a regular unit.
Yeah. I was good at the shot put and the long jump. I like the long jump quite a bit.
Long jump's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this last weekend I went to the Renaissance Fair and saw the world record cat long jump.
What? Like a cat?
A cat. Jumped 7 feet, 8 inches.
Huh.
Horizontally, which apparently is the world record. Used to be 7 foot, 6 inches for the same cat, Sputnik, that is in the 2024 Guinness World Book.
I like it. I like that he flies. It's Sputnik. Yeah. You know, he's in orbit. That's great.
Yeah. Go Sputnik. Yeah. Good kitty. Went and saw the Renaissance Fair, saw a rat and cat circus thing.
What are the rats doing?
Oh, fucking incredible. Uh-huh. The cats were fun to watch because they're cats and they were doing things I know are impressive because they told me it was impressive. Uh-huh. But then the rats fucking dunk on them way less fanfare because it's a less popular animal. But like rats can do anything.
Oh, rats are so smart.
Yeah, like a rat went through this obstacle course that was very complicated, like stopped and put its face through a Mona Lisa on the way. Like, it's incredible. You know, just the rats were so fucking impressive. Yeah. And then the cats would come out and kind of refuse to do stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the people would do patter, and it was still great. You know, the cats eventually did it. It was pretty good, but not nearly as cool as what the rats were doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I like the, obviously I'm going to like watching a cat, but. You know, I think that like that is just the cats would just be there for comedy. Like just they would just be like wandering around while the announcers try to make up for the fact that nothing really interesting is happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And eventually they do it.
Yeah.
You know, they can be trained. Mm-hmm. Kinda.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah. Whereas rats are like, fucking train me.
Yeah.
Like rats want a job.
I only have like 2 years on this earth. Let me make them count.
Yep. And they fucking brief candles. It's awesome. You got to respect them.
Yeah. Anything else cool at the Ren Fair?
Yeah, you know, it was okay. It was, you know, I had a pretty good time, but it's largely like, you know, I had a weird thought about this. You went to the Ren Fair a couple years ago.
Yes.
And stuff. Isn't it interesting how the Ren Fair is a self-perpetuating thing where it's people who go to the Ren Fair, a place where they buy things to wear to the Ren Fair next year?
Yeah.
As kind of like a continuing... You know, chain. Uh-huh. Like, there's so many people just selling stuff. And I'm like, what are the context in which you wear this, like, leather bracer here?
Yeah.
So you're just buying stuff for next year, you know, and tons of people just doing that every year. Like, it's almost this closed-looped economy.
I do like the Naked Snake like OSP challenge. Like you just you show up there with like
procurement,
like, yeah, on-site procurement. Yeah, procurement, yeah. Like you show up naked and you're like your goal is to leave in a full suit of plate armor.
Fucking Hitman level at a Ren Fair.
Oh God, we need to stop coming up with Hitman levels, Gary, because I love it.
Learn
so
to
much.
Code.
Yeah, I guess
you know. But yeah, that would be incredible.
God, there's already so many death-defying things too that you could rig.
It'd be the knife thrower.
Uh-huh. Like,
yeah, watched some knife throwing, watched a couple of routines, ate some not very good food, saw the raptor show, which I always like, the Birds of Prey show.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. It was fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like, so I went to a festival. I went to Pride. Nothing really happened at the Columbus Pride, except when I was walking back to my car, walked by this, you know, front of this bar, a very slight gay man said, hey, stop. And I turned around and he walked up to me and he put like a sticker on my chest and said, "I love you." And I didn't know what to say. So I didn't like pull the Garth thing and say, "Thank you." I just said, "I love you too." And we parted ways.
Did the sticker say Coney 2012?
It did. He was one of those guys still keeping it alive. No, it was a little rainbow heart is what it was. Yeah.
Nice.
I hadn't told that story. That was like 2 weeks ago, but I'm still baffled by that interaction.
I saw your Blue Skies about Pride Parade, and I can't believe that a bunch of people were there as cishet icon Spider-Man.
Yep.
Spider-Man is a consummate wife guy. Like, yeah. if there's a cis-hetero superhero, it's fucking Spider-Man.
It, absolutely. Or, I mean, the multiverse, like all of the Spider-Verse, you know, you get the rainbow in there. But Spider-Man, just like film, Peter Parker. Like, yeah, like 2002, like Tobey Maguire. That's who it was? Yeah, Tobey Maguire. Yeah, straight as the day is long.
Yeah. So Spider-Man costume Spider-Man is a consummate wife dude.
Yeah.
Like one of the most famous wife guys in pop culture.
Yeah.
And just like Pride, come on. There's so many superheroes.
I fucking saw three of them. Like there were two grown up ones, and there was one who was like maybe like, you know, a tween, something like that, in very elaborate Spider-Man costumes. It was miserable out. It was incredibly hot. I don't know what their sacrifice was for, except they had a Spider-Man outfit and they wanted to wear it. God damn it.
It's real similar to the Ren Faire in that respect. Like, I'm not comparing the Renaissance Faire to Pride generally, but like,
no.
The idea of you go out and suffer for fashion because you're doing it to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's degrees of like, you can dress in a full Spider-Man costume in the heat and that's not comfortable, or you can dress in a full set of plate armor in the heat and that's not comfortable. Mm-hmm. But like, even if you're just doing lesser, you know, doing yourself up, it tends not to be comfortable. You're not doing it for comfort. You're doing it to be seen.
Yeah. You're doing it to be, you know, a part of it. Right.
Yeah. To be beheld by folk.
Sorry.
Also at the Ren Faire, I was making small talk with a guy while Liv was in the porta potty, and that guy's friend dropped her phone in the porta potty.
Oh no.
I know, right? And we were having a little discussion about like what the worst place to drop your, which event would have the worst porta potty.
Oh, chili cook-off.
To drop your phone. Well, we didn't think about chili cook-off. That's good. That'd be really rough. But I was trying to compare like a porta potty at like a gamer event versus a Ren Faire event.
No.
And I think the gamer event would be worse.
Yeah, a lot looser stools than that. Yeah.
Yes. These people are packed up. They just eat fucking turkey legs, you know, and Red Bull and everything. These people are absolutely guts that don't move.
Extremely dehydrated. Yeah.
Yes. This is a urine-only phone situation. Whereas I feel like at the gamer convention, it fucking runs right through you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like every gamer is ready to fucking hot to go to shit.
Oh, yeah.
There
is no such thing as a non-emergency shit at a gamer convention.
Yes. Yeah. Nobody wants to be doing that there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
So that'd be a really horrible place to drop your phone.
I had to stop by the porta potties at Pride. And the one that I went in, there was a phone in there. There was a phone like on the seat next to the, you know, next to the spot.
Somebody left a cell phone. I thought there was like a special red line, like you picked up and dialed the president or something. That's how you get a hold of Batman.
Hello, Commissioner Gordon. Yeah, no. Somebody left a cell phone in there, had like a cracked screen. And I was like, this is not what I didn't want my day is going to be. That's not my business.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, that poor woman. She's like, I'm going to go talk to the festival people. I'm like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, no, it's gone, man.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Consider what, you know, think of the things you have lost. Consider as totally lost.
Yes.
Like.
Yeah. Festivals.
Yeah. But porta potty sucks.
Yeah. I don't like a porta potty. Just the greenhouse effect that goes on with that is not good.
Really hot. And like, they don't smell as bad as they could a lot of the time, but the thing they smell like instead is pretty rough.
Yeah. No, they're cramped, you know, like if you have like broad shoulders like I do, it's rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to get a double wide. they should make it like Lux.
Yeah. It's like a pay toilet with AC.
Yeah. Mega potty.
Yeah.
Like a prima potty.
No, mega potty is just like one big bowl that everybody sits on the rim.
Yeah, like it's a huge circle, like the pit that Merkel came out of in Baldur's Gate. You just all have to sit around
like,
the edge.
You just sit up there with your lunch pail, like it's a construction site.
Yeah, it's like in a circular construction site that rains down hell on the phone pit.
That's mega toilet right there.
That's mega toilet. I want a prima potty, like a nice, like a glamping porta potty.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Porsche potty.
There we go. You got there. Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the cover for this just before we go real quick? The pectorals that they decided to put on Rock.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising. That's the modification they made.
Yep.
They made to him to make him better at soccer versus combat, which involves an entirely separate set of skills, apparently.
It's just so funny because, like, you know, soccer, the sport where famously everybody has jacked pecs, and here he's got his little noodle legs still.
Mm-hmm. It's because he mostly, maybe he's the, that's just the goalie. They showed the goalie. There's a really annoying review as well by Siege1331.
Okay.
Only one word can describe this game, scrumtolescent, exclamation point. And it basically continues from there. Graphics 8 out of 10. While this isn't Donkey Kong Country, the graphics are still solid. But it's got that kind of vibe to it. A 10 out of 10 lasting appeal. Huh. You'll never fucking stop playing Mega Man Soccer.
Is he trying? Oh, so it's a 10-star review. That's madness. Yeah. Is he trying to make like a rugby thing, like scrum, like trying to make a joke out of that?
Maybe? No, I'd be surprised. I think he's just trying to go like frantapulapitalus.
Yeah, you know, the contrabulous fab traption. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just contrabulous fab traptioning.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to guess.
Yeah. And we get a Psycho Penguin review, but that's just Psycho Penguin stuff.
Yeah. At this point, he's part of the fam.
No.
What do people do if they like the show?
If people like the show, they can back us on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/DuckFeedTV. And once you're there, kick in a few bucks a month, get a whole bunch of bonus content. There are 204 bonus episodes of this show and a bunch of currently running bonus shows like Unfilmable or Real Lich Hours. I forgot the name of that other one.
No, if you're listening to this and you're one of the people who gets mad when we talk about sports, donate to our Patreon. And if you don't, we will do a serious sports commentary show that talks about in-season sports.
Ooh.
We're not going to watch or learn anything.
No. I'm just going to read headlines. We're going to make up stories about these people.
And we're going to watch the games and just talk about how bored we fucking are and how we don't get it. And why don't they just like bring out, like, why don't they have superpowers? Like why don't these guys have knives? It's going to be a lot of that, but for... Yeah. You know, fuck forever.
You. Gary, fuck you. I'm not going to watch the sports.
I'm probably, we can lie.
And we can lie. Yeah, we can definitely lie. I'm just going to continue my usual heuristic, which is know enough about whatever sport is currently in season to be able to have a 10-second conversation with somebody.
Yeah, if must.
Yes.
You know, knowing what terms are worth, like, no longer following somebody on Blue Sky because they're real into it versus ones where, like, they'll get this out of their system.
You really can't filter for it because most of the sports posts are just like, oh God, no. Or like, you really messed that one up.
there's a lot of that. Yeah. Or just like a picture of a guy with a hat and like 30 likes, you know, 4 retweets. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Who does even happen? You photoshopped a hat onto a guy.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, you can also leave us ratings, reviews, Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, and join us and thank you, our producer, Gwen.
Thank you so much to our producer, Gwen.
Yeah, and I'm going to go eat some lunch. What should they do until next time?
This will be of interest to you then. Until next time, this has been Abject Suffering, a vegan alternative to podcasts.